AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden back in the White House after a four-day trip to Poland and Ukraine. Saga Magani on what he had to say about Kyiv's war against Russia's invasion.
What literally is at stake is not just Ukraine, it's freedom.
His counterparts on NATO's eastern flank worry they could be next. The president met this morning in Poland with the Bucharest Nine, leaders from Bulgaria to Slovakia, pledging support to what he calls the front lines of the alliance's collective defense.
Article 5 is a sacred commitment the United States has made. We will defend literally every inch of NATO. Every inch of NATO.
He's also condemning Putin's move to pull back from the last remaining U.S.-Russia nuclear arms control treaty, calling it a big mistake. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli forces storming into Nablus in the occupied West Bank Wednesday, a rare daylight arrest raid. It triggered a fierce gun battle that killed at least 10 Palestinians. Now the Israeli military says sirens are sounding in the south of the country following reports from Palestinian media of militant rocket fire. Back in this country, 1,600 flights canceled, says FlightAware, as a brutal winter storm brings heavy snow to the northern tier of the country, a treacherous mix to many other places, in Southern California's first blizzard warning in decades. In economic news, Lisa Dwyer has the minutes from the Fed's most recent policy meeting.
Fed officials unanimously agreed that ongoing increases in the Fed's key rate would be appropriate, which points to additional hikes in the next two meetings at least. Most of the officials supported the quarter-point increase because a slower pace would better allow them to assess the economy's progress towards reducing inflation to their 2% target. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mixed close on Wall Street, the Dow and S&P slightly lower, the Nasdaq up. This is AP News. The latest from NASA's James Webb Space Telescope. Massive galaxies.
It was kind of shocking.
Lead researcher Ivo Labby and his team were expecting to find little baby galaxies.
Some of these galaxies were 13 billion light years away, and they had 100 billion solar masses of stars. And so what that means is that we are viewing these galaxies very shortly after the Big Bang.
About 600 million years after the beginning of the universe.
Sounds like a lot, 600 million years, but our universe is 13.8 billion years old.
The objects were so big and bright that some team members thought they had made a mistake.
As opposed to the Milky Way, which is this grand design spiral galaxy like you have seen in pictures, you know, with the beautiful spiral arms, this galaxy is 30 times smaller. So all those stars are jam-packed.
Labby says an early lesson from the Webb telescope is to let go of your expectations and be ready to be surprised. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.